You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. All right, be honest. Have you gotten lost driving somewhere lately? If so, chances are you got out the GPS on your phone or punched your destination into Google Maps, didn't bother digging out the old trusty road map.
Well, our next guest says that the chances are the paper highway map is on the road to becoming obsolete. It hasn't outlived its usefulness to us as a nation just yet, though.
Joining us now is Michael Brick. He's an author, a reporter. His piece, The American Highway Map is Dead. Long live the American Highway Map, is linked on the Central Time Facebook page. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Do I get to say hello, Wisconsin?
Please do.
Hello, Wisconsin.
All right. Well, you conducted a little informal poll about the status of the highway map at all 50 states, or you tried for 50 states. Well, can you tell us the responses you got?
Half a dozen or so came back, most citing the GPS, the device that you just mentioned, as contributing to the decline in demand and the subsequent decline in the print run of those.
So the states are
highway maps.
The states are printing the highway maps, but people aren't asking for them as much anymore.
That's what they're finding at state fairs and the places that they usually try and give these things out or push them on people. So I mean, the highway maps have long been kind of a covert method of marketing tourism for each of the 50 states and all of the companies that have an interest in promoting at least the road version of tourism. They were made by gas companies and oil companies for many years before the states started getting into the game themselves.
Are we losing something by not having those maps on hand to plan our trips?
You know, that's a fascinating topic. And I think that you can't just limit it to talking about maps, because I mean, this device that I'm using to talk to you on here, the telephone, in the course of our lifetime, has gone from the idea that you could at least count on that you would have a clear signal to talk on, a book in which you could look up the phone number to call anybody whose number you didn't know, and that's all vanished pretty quickly. And I think that the road maps and their replacement by GPS raise similar and interesting in different ways type of questions. I mean, one of the big things that comes up in the folks that I talked to about road maps was that GPS can get you from one place to another, but it can't give you the ability to step back and plot it out yourself.
Right, I've seen that argument made. I think I talked to Simon Garfield, who wrote a book a year or two back about maps, and he said, if all you've got are the instructions, great, you follow it step by step, and if all goes well, you get where you're going, but you don't have a sense of the context anymore. You don't have a sense of where you fit in on the greater scheme of things. Do you feel that way?
I feel disoriented every day for that reason and plenty of others.
So at its peak, how big a deal was the highway map?
I think these things were a big part of promoting not just tourism from trying to pull you to go to, you know, the Grand Canyon instead of some other tourist destination, but also just trying to get you to go out and kind of see the American road. There was this kind of glorious post-war era of seeing America first that the map came to represent.
And did it really rise with the growth of the highway system, the interstate highway system, I should say?
They fed one another, yeah. But I think the development of the interstate highway system was, strangely enough, one of the things that made us start needing the maps less and less. The interstate highways are so well marked, and they're a grid that's so easily navigable almost without this. I live in Austin, Texas. I could probably get in my car and go out to I-35 down the street from here and find my way to L.A. or even Green Bay without much difficulty, just from driving on the roads and looking at the signs.
You know, maybe I'm old-fashioned. I do have a smartphone, and I've recently learned to embrace the map function on there, but if I'm going on a road trip, I feel really unprepared if I don't have the state map of wherever I'm going to in the glove compartment, even if I never pull it out. It's like a paper security blanket, kind of.
A first aid kit, all the things that you feel like you need to have with you in the car. And I think that's what we're talking about a little bit when we get into talking about how quickly technological change has moved from has taken us away from the tactile familiarities of what starts to feel like a world that's disappeared just within our lifetime. It's bewildering.
Maps can be a little bewildering too, though. I mean, it's an acquired skill that I'm glad I got. But do you think people are getting it now if they're not using an old-fashioned map and just following step-by-step Google Map instructions or whatever instruction software online that they use?
Like learning how to do your math and show your work.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the counter argument is it even necessary? And I think that it feels like we must be, because of the pace of technological change, it almost feels like it must be that we are the first to ever live through a period of technological change so rapid that we haven't had time to think about what we're losing along the way. And, you know, we do talk a lot about what we're losing along the way. I wonder, what I would like to see a historian go do is take a look at all of the technologies that were upended and discarded, say, 80 or 100 years ago, and give us a sense of how much people lamented their passing and wondered, you know, what bedrock principles were being lost.
That'd be interesting. You know, oh, the telegraph. The telegraph's going away. Nobody uses the telegraph anymore. Think about I wonder if people were having this conversation back then. You're right.
What if you get lost at sea?
If you don't know your semaphore, right, how are you going to communicate with another ship?
That's right. Yeah. It's bizarre.
So looking ahead, do you still keep the map in your glove compartment or the triptych? Do you still use those?
I haven't used a triptych. That's my parents' generation. I do keep paper maps in my car of Texas and a road atlas of the United States and a map of my city. But then again, you know, you mentioned your smartphone. I actually have the flip. I'm the last guy with the flip phone that I can just call 911 on.
All right. Well, fun talking about maps, Michael. I'm going to keep mine in my car. I don't know about you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
That's Michael Brick. You can find his piece, The American Highway Map is Dead. Long live the American Highway Map, linked on the Central Time Facebook page. And while you're there, let us know, do you keep those maps around or do you just rely on the map on your smartphone? That's Central Time on WPR on Facebook.
And this is Central Time right here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.